goblins and ghosties, long-leggedy beasties, and things that go bump in the night are easy to jeer at, to mock and to sneer at, as long as there's plenty of light. Witches and werewolves and vampire bats and things that hide under the bed may startle and boosome, but still they're less gruesome until all the sunshine has fled. I've heard there are specters who haunt ancient halls in castles built so long ago. With no provocation, they'll walk through the walls. I guess they just do it for show. They tell me of banshees who howl on the moor by the light of an October moon. It's an old superstition I'd like to explore if I could get back by noon. And ghosties, long-legged beasties, and things with a greenishy glow. All shapes and all sizes, and full of surprises, surprises I'd rather not know. Witches and werewolves and vampire bats, and things that stay out of the light. It's hard to believe in a thing you can't see that conveniently stays out of sight. I've heard there are phantoms who fly through the air. When you turn your back to see them, they're gone. Well, it's my opinion they never were there. But if they were there, then I'm wrong.
If this one is real, then I hope that at least he can help me decide which is right about goblins and ghosties, long-leggedy beasties, and things that go bump in the night.